So we are in the middle of Hilchos Aninos. Perhaps we'll get past it one day, but for now we're still there. So now we're up to the inyan in Hilchos Aninos that a onen is not allowed to make brachos. And that I just want to discuss this evening because it's something that needs a lot of special attention. The reason for that being that the Gemara says in brachos daf lamed hey amid aleph, and that's what we're going to begin with, says the Gemara, bracha lefaneha minala. Right? Do we have that on the sheet? Where do we know, the Gemara wants to know, where's the makar and chumash that we know that you have to make a bracha before you eat food? So says the Gemara. First, the Gemara wants to say, maybe we learn it from this pasuk, from that pasuk. In the maskana of the Gemara, we say, Ela svarahu, it is a svara, the asa lahenes min ha'olam hazeh b'la bracha. It's a svara, says the Gemara. The reason one has to recite a bracha before he eats food is because it's asr to have anah from this world without making a bracha. Says the Gemara further, I forgot to put it on, and if a person eats without making a bracha, harehu kilu gozel haKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if you're stealing from haKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I would have said, what are you stealing? The food. So Rashi, look at Rashi. Ela svarahu, the kivin shenene, since I'm having hana from the world, sarach lahodos l'misha baram, I have to thank the Ribbono shel Olam for creating the food. So it's a svara, it makes a lot of sense. Then Rashi says further, what does it mean like I'm stealing? Kilu gozel haKadosh Baruch Hu. Esperchaso? What do you mean? I would have said simply. It's like I'm stealing the food. Not like I'm stealing the bracha. I'm stealing the food itself. So the Marshal points out, he doesn't understand why Rashi goes out of his way to give this strange pshat, that kilu gozel haKadosh Baruch Hu esperchaso. Why don't you say simply, it's like I'm stealing the food itself. Much more pashut. So you'll see in a few minutes, perhaps, we'll get to this.
Maybe, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt like a store and you're buying it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for man.
Mm-hmm.
So the food is there, but
So you're saying a very achronish of art right now. We'll see how important what you're saying is in a few minutes. It's really a very big discussion. But before that, I brought here a tshuva from the Beis Ephraim, just one snippet from what he says, and it's so important whenever you learn through any part of Shas to really keep this in mind. Sometimes in Shas we find a concept that the Gemara wants to know, what's the makar? So we say it's Exeris HaKasa from here, from there, whatever. And sometimes the Gemara will say Svara. So what do you mean? If you have a choice between a Gzeres HaKasav and a Svar, which one would you take? Gzeres HaKasav. Svar is just a Bach Svar, right? Gzeres HaKasav, Gzeres HaKasav. No. Answer is, a Svar is also a Dinda Araisa. Logic is also a Dinda Araisa. As long as it's a Svar, that really makes sense. That Chazal felt made sense. So over here, that's the question. If we know that Svar in Chazal means that it's a svara that's daraisa as well, and it's just as strong as Exeris HaKasav. So the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe one can deduce from this Gemara that Birchas Hanan is a din daraisa. Because the Gemara comes out that it's a svara that you have to make a bracha. Makes sense. The Ribbono shel Olam created the world. I have to thank him for creating the world and for giving me this item to eat. So says the Beis Ephraim as follows. Davar baruhu, demadar minon svara, when the Gemara says something is a svara, hu daraisa, period. That means it's a din daraisa. Not that svara is just a bach svara and it's a din darabana. No. V'chala shas malei misvaras hatanaim v'amaraim. Shas is full of svaras from tanaim and amaraim. V'samchem alzeh b'daraisa bein l'halka bein l'achmir. We're going to make dinim based on svaras, even though it sometimes comes out l'halka, sometimes l'achmir. V'chein ashkechon chazaka ein isha me'iza. The Gemara has, we have a chazaka. What does a chazaka mean? That's not based on Exeris HaKasav. Chazaka is based on statistics, based on Aruba Delesa Kaman, that's based on our intellect. It's something that we assume that ein isha me'iza. Meaning, if a woman comes into Beis Din and says, my husband died and I want to get remarried, we allow her to go ahead and get remarried. Why? Says the Gemara, because ein isha me'iza bifnei baila. Right? If her husband was really here, she wouldn't be making up stories. She would be too afraid. So because of our svara, we're ready to allow her to go and get married. It's eishes ish. So the answer is yes. So he points out different examples where we have this. Then he points out, here's the caveat. So then he comes and refers to our sugya. When our Gemara says in brachos that it's asr to have anah from food without reciting a bracha, husvara she'ena pshuta kolkach shehu da'araisa. Over there, he says, I'm not so convinced that that's a svara daraisa. Why? Rak derabanan detiktu nesei machmas hasvara. Meaning, like you said, the pasuk says haaretz nasan bnei adam. So the Ribbono shel Olam gave us the world. So now it's not so mustaver that we should have to make a bracha. What do you mean? God gave it to us. Why do I have to thank him for it? He gave it to me. Now I always wondered, why are we mechuyev to give a tip to someone? I never understood it. The guy's being paid to do what he does, right? I paid for my meal. Why do I have to tip the waiter? Okay, that's the minhag olam, right? You tip. But misvara, not so clear that it makes sense. No, that was the mashal that I thought the Beis Ephraim means here. No? I thought it was a good example. Why do I give a tip? The guy's being paid. So over here, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me something. He gave it to me. So why do I have to go ahead and make a bracha? He said, the world is yours, so it's mine. Period. I have to go and thank him all the time. So the answer is, well, maybe there is a svar, maybe there's not a svar. So over here, says the Beis Ephraim, when you have a svar like this, which is a little bit unclear whether it's a really good svar or not, so over here we're going to assume that Birchas Hanenin is only a din derabanan. So that's the bottom line. So the Achronim ask a kasha, the Chayyadim has the kasha, and many others have it as well. Well, if you assume, in fact, that Birchas Hanenin is only midrabanan, right, not like the Pnei Yeshua said, but like everyone else assumes, and it's only midrabanan, and when the Gemara says svara here, it doesn't mean a svara deraisa, it means a svara that's probably derabanan. So then we have a problem, because the Rambam assumes that if a person makes a bracha levatala, so he violates the isra deraisa of losisa. Losisa shem Hashem alokecha lashav doesn't only mean I'm not allowed to throw around the Rebbeinu Shalom's name here and there, but it also means even in the context of a bracha levatala, that's also an isra of losisa. Well, if that's true, then ask the Achronim, how did Chazal have the right to come along and say, here, we're going to be misakin this new idea of Birchas Hanenin. What do you mean Birchas Hanenin? According to the Rambam, you're going to violate. Every time you recite a Birchas Hanenin, you're in violation of Losisa. It's an amazing kasha. That's a kasha that the Chayyadim and others raise. How did Chazal have the right to ever be misakin Birchas Hanenin in the first place if Birchas Hanenin is the Rabbanan and the Isra Bracha Levatel is the Raisa? So that is a very interesting kasha. We won't get into it now. But it's something just to think about when you deal with the whole sugya of bracha levatala and birchas hanenin at all. So the Reb Shlomo Kluger has an achuva as follows. What happens if a person makes a bracha on Pesach night al achilas matzah? So we all know you're supposed to make two brachas. Al achilas matzah is the birchas hamitzvah, and then you make a hamotzi lechem min haaretz, is supposed to be the birchas hanenin. So what happens? I'm so fartumult in the middle of the Seder, so I make the bracha al achilas matzah, and then I forget the hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and I go ahead and I eat my matzah. You make, yeah, okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, you make hamotzi first. Thank you. So let's say I make the al achilas matzah and I forget to make the hamotzi beforehand. So what's the din? Or the Achronim quote from the Tehillah of David. What happens if I make Kiddush on Shabbos and I say the whole nusach of Kiddush, everything, and I leave out the bar piyag ofen? So what's the din? Was I yotze the Kiddush or not? So some Achronim want to say, this is what Reb Shlomo Kluger has the Kiddush, that perhaps you should say that I'm not mekayim my mitzvah of achilas matzah, or I'm not mekayim my mitzvah of kiddush. Why not? Because if our Gemara says that someone who doesn't recite a bracha is kilu gozer la kodesh baruch Hu, it says if I'm stealing, so don't we know that matzah gzula, you're not mekayim the mitzvah? If I steal matzah from someone else and I eat it, it has to be lachem, it has to belong to me. Same, if I go and I steal wine, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush. Doesn't help. I have to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush from my wine, from my matzahs. So if that's in fact the case, then some Achronim want to be mechadish, then in fact, I would not be mekayim my mitzvah of achilas matzah or my mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos. A very interesting thing to think about when it comes to this Gemara, that some Achronim are taking it very literally, that it means ki'ilu gozel, it's as if I'm a gazlan, and the same way matzah gzula is not mekayim the mitzvah, so too over here you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So now, the Marsha im Sachim, as quoted by Rabbi Kiva Eger in Brachos on the side of the page, on Daf Yud Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Marsha im Sachim Daf Kuf Beis. They want to come up with the following chiddush. We all know the din is safik brachas lahakel. Correct? Why safik brachas lahakel? Because it's only derabanan, safik brachas lahakel. Perhaps there's a chashash of losisa also, if you're going to make a bracha levatala that you might not need. Okay, so safik brachas lahakel, period. Frak the marsha, maybe I should say, safik brachas lahakel is only by regular birchas hamitzvah. But when it comes to a birchas hanenin, what's on the line if I don't make a birchas hanenin? Is a potential iser get? Right, it's a potential iser gneiva. You're a gazlan, you're a ganav. So over here, the Marsha wants to say, maybe we should assume that the only time safik brachas lahakel applies is only by a birchas hamitzvah. But when we're dealing with the birchas hanenin, perhaps we should say safik brachas would be lahachmir. That's the chiddush that the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Marsha come up with. All the other achronim disagree, as the Stechemed brings down. In the Mareches HaBrachos, he brings this down in Osiyot Ches, and he says, no, the generally accepted opinion is that even by a Birchas Hanenin, and we assume Safik Brachos LaHakel, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way in Simen Reish Tes, Hilchos Brachos, that we assume Safik Brachos LaHakel. Why? Why is that true? What's wrong? Isn't the Tanya correct? If the Gemara says that you don't make a bracha, it's considered as if you're gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're stealing, so then we should say Savik Brachas LaHakol because there's a potential Isser Gzela on the line. So that's a very strong kasha, and we'll get to that in a minute. All of this was a background to our din over here. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, Onein Eina Mavarech. And Onein does not recite Brachas. What does that mean, Onein Eina Mavarech? So that's a Machlokas HaRishonim. Rashi and Tosis both say, Onein Eina Mavarech means an Onein is not allowed to make Brachas. And Rashi gives the example, you can't make the Bracha of Birchas HaMotzi. Good. So what do I see from there? Onein just goes his whole day without making Brachas at all. Other Rishonim assume that Onein Eina Mavarech doesn't mean like we know it. Onein Eina Mavarech actually means that the Onin is not allowed to be motzi other people in a bracha. Sounds like he himself is mechuyev to make a bracha. Okay, but let's go with Rashi right now. Frektol the Achronim. Davnei Nezer Asis and Shlomo Zalman and many other Achronim in between, all those generations have the same problem. Well, how do you explain this? If the Gemara says that someone who doesn't recite a Birchas HaNenin is in violation of the Isser Gzela or Gneva or Me'ila, whatever it is, so that is an Isser Daraisa, or that's a lav. And we all know that when we say an Onin is not allowed to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, that doesn't mean he's allowed to go ahead and eat in McDonald's when he's an Onin. He's not allowed to be over any Yisurei Lavim. And for that matter, the Achronim quote the Chacham Tzvi, he's not even allowed to violate Yisurim Derabanan. He has to keep all the Yisurim. He's just Pater from Mitzvahs. So if that's true, then how do we allow the Onin over here to go ahead and eat without reciting a bracha? Skilu Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How's he allowed to do that? Eisen Akasha. So that's the Akasha that the Achronim have. So there are those who say, the Kolbo and the Rash on his Pirish and Demai, the Stechemet quotes all this, it's not my Bikiyas. So the Stechemet writes that the answer is that an Onin does have to make Birchas HaNenin. The only time we say an Onin is Pater from a Bracha is only Birchas HaMitzvah. But Birchas HaNenin and Achanami is Chayiv to make. That's similar to what Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Marsha wanted to be Mechadish, that we don't say Safik Brachas LaHakel by a Birchas HaNenin because there's Gzela on the line, there's Gneva on the line. When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, so that's when we say he's Pater. So that is what some say. But obviously, this is not the generally accepted opinion at all. And we know in Shulchan Aruch, we Paskin, and Shimon Malif, and Yeredeya, that the Onin is not allowed to make brachas, period. Even a Motzi, even a Shehakol, he doesn't make any brachas. So why is that the case? Aren't we concerned about the potential Isser Gzela if he's going to eat without making a bracha? So the answer that my father told me in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, I later found that the Emek Bracha has it, and the Gesher HaChaim, many other Achronim thought along the same lines, but the answer basically, they all come to the same conclusion, just with different little variations in between. But the basic answer is as follows. We don't assume that the bracha that the Chachamim told us to make is the matter for us to eat. We don't assume that the food is a piece of Isser, and now until I make the bracha, it remains Isser, and once I make the bracha, it becomes mutter. That's not what we assume. Take for example, it's Isser for a person to eat before davening. Right? Do we assume that the davening is the matter for the achila? Do we assume that way? No. So what do we assume? What is that? Yeah? Okay. So do we assume that, the tefillah? Yeah, okay. Okay, it's all right. So do we assume that the davening is the matter for the achila? When we say you're not allowed to eat before davening, does that mean that in order to eat, you need the matter of davening? No. What does it mean? Chazal, we're concerned a person's not going to take davening seriously. As we all know, people don't take davening seriously. So because Chazal, we're concerned about that, they said, you know what? You're not allowed to eat before you daven. Just to make sure, to reinforce that takana of davening every day, they said, you're not allowed to eat before. But it's not that the davening serves as the matter for the achila. So the same over here. Chazal made an institution that we have to recite Birchas HaNenin before we eat anything, before food goes into our mouths. Chazal were concerned that we're going to be mezalzal and brachas. We're not going to take it as seriously as we should. So therefore, Chazal said we're going to build in an Isser Gzela for the person who doesn't make a bracha. But that's just to strengthen our takana. That's just to strengthen it. It's not that the bracha is the matir. It's not that the bracha is what makes the food mutter. And in fact, that's what Rashi means. When Rashi says, Kilu gozala kodesh brachas brachoso, why doesn't he say Kilu gozala kodesh brachas achilaso? That was the Marsha's kasha. Why does Rashi go out of his way to say it's as if you're stealing the bracha, not as if you're stealing the food? Because the answer is, the food is mutter all along. It's just that Chazal said that we want to reinforce our takana and make sure you take it seriously, so we're going to say it's as if you're stealing. But what are you stealing? You're stealing a bracha. You're not stealing the food. food is mutter. Just you didn't follow our guidelines. So it's as if you're stealing the bracha. So that's what they generally say. So therefore, let's translate it into our case. When it comes to an onen, so Chazal lifted the chiyuv of birchas hanenin from an onen. So when we talk about a case like that, where the person has no chiyuv to make a birchas hanenin, then the food is no longer going to be asur. Because the whole reason we asur the food in the first place is in order to reinforce our takana of making a bracha. But in a case where we freeze that takana of making a bracha, then we go back to the original din that the food is mutter. Right? Does that make sense? So that is the teretz to the kasha of the Avnei Nezer and many achronim. Why is it that an onin is allowed to eat food without making a bracha? The Gemara says you're a ganav. The answer is no. The Gemara only says you're a ganav when you have a chiv to make a bracha, but when you don't have a chiv to make a bracha, so in fact, that would be permissible. And with this, we answer also the ha'ara that Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Maharsha had. They argued, maybe we should assume that Safik Brachas Lahakal should only apply to a Birchas HaMitzvah, not to a Birchas HaNenin. Because by Birchas HaNenin, what do you mean? It's a Safik Yisr Gezel. The answer is no. When Chazal originally made the Takana that one should make a Birchas HaNenin, they said, implicit in the original Takana, they said that if you have a Safik, you don't make a new Bracha. New. So now that I have food in front of me, I'm not sure if I made a Bracha or not. Chazal told me not to make the Bracha. So is that an Yisr Gezel to go ahead and eat it? No. Because the only time Chazal instituted Nisr Gezel is only in a case where I have the chiyuv of bracha on top of my head. That is basically the pshat over here, and that's the answer to Hilchos Aninus as well. The very important application that comes out from this is as follows. The Mishnah Berurah, I think it's on there, right? The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Samach Beis, look at this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Imamaka Matunaf, let's say a person is in a place which is very dirty, there's tzoa, meraglayim, whatever it is. Metunaf legamri. Lo yahara nusach kriyashma or bracha. Now I have to daven. So I'm not allowed to daven. Okay. I find myself in a barn and it's a dirty place. So I can't make brachas and I can't daven. Right. What should I do? Rak yachshav belivo shemachuyav. I'm not allowed to think about the kriyashma because here is kedibur. So what should I do? I should think about the fact that, oy nevach, I'm stuck in this place where I can't daven. And v'enu yachal akayim v'yitzdar al zeh. Fine. Then he says the important line, V'nira pashut, tehashosim mibbeis hamerchatz, those who take drinks in a bathhouse, meaning in a bathhouse, obviously everyone's undressed, so I'm not allowed to make brachas. So those who go ahead and take a drink in a bathhouse, shelo kedinosin, they're not doing properly. Why? Shaharei sham asra afilu hira, ve'enu anas l'shtiyazu, says the Mishnah Berurah. You're not allowed to make a bracha in a bathhouse, and you're not allowed to drink without making a bracha. So he says it's not right to take a bracha, to take a drink in the bathhouse. My kasha is as follows. If we're correct, that the whole reason, right, you follow? If you're saying the whole reason why there's an Isser Gezel is only because I'm a chuyiv to make a bracha. So what Chazal told me? If I find myself in a place where it's not right to make a bracha, what? Go ahead and eat without making a bracha. Then the Isser Gezel is lifted. It's the same as an onen. So what does the Mishnah Berurah mean here? So you have to say the Mishnah Berurah means as follows. And my father agreed to this, and I later saw that the Shevet HaLevi, or Avosner, writes this halacha l'maisa as well. So what you have to say is as follows. How long does it take me to take a shower? 10 minutes? 15 minutes? 20 minutes in the bathhouse? Whatever, till I get undressed and dressed. So for 20 minutes you have to go ahead and take a drink without making a bracha? Come on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not right. Wait till you get out. You make a bracha like a mensch. But what happens if I find myself in a jail, and the jail has, you know, there's no bathroom there, and it's dirty all over the place. Or I find myself in a much more nogea halacha l'maisis. I find myself in a hospital, and the patient very often has a, whatever you call it. Something where there's meraglime all over the place. I forget, what do you call it?
Foley.
A what?
Foley catheter.
Foley catheter? Okay. So I have something which stops me from making brachas all the time. So what's the story? If you have a patient like that who's never able to make a bracha, so what are you going to tell him? He's only allowed to drink when he's fainting, when it's pikuach nefesh? Of course not. Why not? Answer is because if he's going to be in a situation like that for an extended period of time, then obviously the Isser Gezel is lifted on the food. Why? Because Chazal never instituted a bracha in such a case. And if you're dealing with a case where Chazal never instituted a bracha, like we said, then the Isser Gezel doesn't apply either, and the Chiddush would be, I would be allowed to go ahead and eat or drink without reciting a bracha at all, and that would not even be b'di'evet. That's the chatchila. You don't have to wait till you're fainting. The patient would be allowed to eat at his leisure. No problem. Only time the Mishnah Berurah complains about this is, stop, a guy goes into a bathhouse and he's healthy and everything's fine and he just needs 20 minutes in the bathhouse, so there's no reason to jump and go take a drink without making a bracha. One last point I want to make is the following. The Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, writes a very interesting question, and this is quoted in the Sefer Pardes Yosef and Parshas Beshalach. So the Pardes Yosef was written by a Ger Chassid in Europe, in Piatrikov, and then he sent it to the Ger Rebbe, so the Ger Rebbe sent his Aris. On the bottom of the page, they have a lot of the printed Aris of the Ger Rebbe. So he quotes over there, commenting on a B'nai Yisoscha that's quoted there. So Chiddush Halacha L'maisa, the B'nai Yisoscha writes, what bracha, I mean, not so Halacha L'maisa, but he wants to know, what bracha did Klal Yisrael make on the man? Right? A famous question. So what's the suffix? Since we know that the man tasted like anything you wanted, so did he make a bracha on ice cream or on pizza or on something else? Or did they make one bracha, Hamotzi Lechem min HaShemayim? Or did they make a bracha, Hamotzi Lechem min HaAretz? So that was the question. A big suffix, the B'nai Yisoscha brings rayas back and forth. Okay. So asks the Imre Emes, if the B'nai Yisoscha's assumption is correct, that they made Berachas HaNenen already in the Midbar, which is not such a simple assumption, because Chazal only were misakin it later. So he says, the B'nai Yisoscha is assuming that they made Berachas already in the Midbar, so he says, I have a problem. Why they make Berachas in the Midbar? Obviously because they assume it's Kilu Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like you're stealing. So how can we eat without making a bracha? It's a svara, right? The Gemara says a svara, so they also had the svara. So they made the bracha. Frak the Emir Emes, if it's so mistaver and it's gezel, so he says it should apply to B'nai Noach also. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is what? Gezel. So he says, do you ever find that somebody stopped himself from giving food to a non-Jew because it's Lifnei Iver of the Isser Gezel?
Is Lifnei Iver by a goy?
I'm not allowed to facilitate, let's say, Avodah Zarah for him. I'm not allowed to facilitate certain things. Obviously, there are parameters, but am I allowed to invite a goy to my house, or am I allowed to have a store where I'm selling the goy food, and I know he's going to go ahead and eat without a bracha? Of course he's not going to make a bracha. So am I allowed to do so if, in fact, there might be a potential Isser Gezel, and one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is the Isser Gezel? That's the kasha that the Imre Emes has. So the Pardes Yosef responded, what? So he says, this is all predicated on the assumption that the B'nai Yisoscha made, that they made a bracha in the Midbar on the man already. So it means it was already a svar that they had back then. And why'd they have the svar? Because of Gezel. He says, if you say it's a takan sacham, it's a takan sachamim. So that's the question that the Imre Emes posed. So the Pardes Yosef responded to him, the Ger Chassid responded to the Rebbe, and he said, no. The only time the Isser Gezel applies in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is when it's Gezel B'Gashmius. You go and you steal someone's car, you steal someone's house, then it's Gezel. That's Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. But Gezel B'Ruchnius, Rashi says, Ki the Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Berchos, what is that? What's Shaykh to a guy? It has nothing to do with him. Okay. And it's Chassidus Pshetel. Fine. The answer, Al Pi Lamdas, really is, like we've been saying, it's not that there's an Isser Gezel and it's an Isser Me'ila until I make the Bracha and I need the Bracha to be Matu the Achila. No. Answer is, when Chazal were Misakin that you have to make a Bracha, and they wanted to make sure that they strengthen that takana that you're going to take it seriously. So what they do? They said, until you make that bracha, the food is usher. So let's say you have a person who's not mechuyev in a bracha. For example, an onen. For example, a person in a hospital who has a catheter and he's not able to ever make brachas. Or a third example is a non-Jew who's never mechuyev to daven or to make brachas. So is there an Isser Gezel on that person? No. Because the only time the Isser Gezel was instituted was on someone and in a situation where you have a chiv to make a bracha. So then we strengthen the takana by saying that there's an Isser Gezel as well. But if you're dealing with an individual who doesn't have an Isser Gezel at all, who doesn't have the chiv to make a bracha at all, then obviously the Isser Gezel doesn't apply to him in the first place. So I think that's the most pashut answer one can give to answer this kasha of the Imre Emes, that obviously there's no Isser of Lifnei Iver to give food to a non-Jew, even though you know he's not going to make brachas, because the non-Jew was never mechuyev to make the bracha in the first place, and in such a case, the Isser Gezel does not apply. Mitzvah Shem will continue next week.